Anybody can become angry. That is easy. But to be angry with the right person and to the right degree and at the right time, that is not within everybody's power. The strongest minds do not fight every battle. They refuse them. The world today is addicted to noise, to the endless performance of opinion and outrage. People argue to exist, react to feel alive, and mistake attention for meaning. But there is a higher form of strength, the ability to remain unmoved. The one who learns to detach from foolishness begins to see clearly. They stop bleeding energy into chaos and start reclaiming command over their own mind. The Stoics understood this centuries ago. Socrates endured insult with silence, Diogenes turned ridicule into indifference, and Aristotle taught that the essence of life is the discipline of thought. Detachment is not retreat, it is ascension. It is the quiet refusal to let the world's disorder rearrange your inner structure. The calm mind does not run from noise. It simply no longer belongs to it. In this reflection, we explore the art of walking away, not as weakness, but as dominance of self. You will see how silence can be sharper than words, how restraint can disarm the chaotic, and how detachment becomes the most powerful weapon of all. This is not about escaping the world. It is about mastering your place within it. The lesson is simple. Do not argue with fools. Outlast them with composure. Detach yourself and walk away. Freedom begins the moment you realize you can walk away, not from the world, but from your own attachments to it. Detachment is not abandonment. It is a quiet act of power. The Stoic learns to stand where emotion once dictated movement. They begin to see that walking away does not mean losing interest, it means regaining command. To detach is to stop begging chaos to give peace. It is the moment reason takes the reins back from impulse. The modern world glorifies involvement. Everyone is told to engage, to care, to stay connected at all costs. Yet, what if the true mark of maturity is the ability to step back with clarity? To remain unmoved when the noise rises? The Stoic does not measure life by how deeply they are entangled, but by how clearly they can perceive. Walking away is not weakness. It is strength in its most silent form. It is the refusal to be dragged into battles that no longer lead anywhere. It is the understanding that not every situation deserves reaction, not every person deserves explanation, and not every emotion deserves expression. When one detaches, they do not abandon life, they elevate above it. Marcus Aurelius once wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." The meaning is simple. Control ends where reaction begins. The Stoic trains to master the pause, the clean stillness between provocation and decision. In that stillness, detachment is born. Every attachment carries a thread of control. The more one clings, the more one is bound. A Stoic learns that control is an illusion when it depends on something external. To walk away is not to lose. It is to refuse to be controlled by the illusion of permanence. People, things, and outcomes drift as they must. The Stoic walks steady through their changes. Attachment disguises itself as care, but beneath it often hides fear, the fear of being unseen, unloved, or forgotten. The Stoic sees through the disguise. They know that peace is not built by clinging, but by standing still in the center of chaos. Walking away becomes the natural act of one who no longer needs validation. Society fears detachment because it cannot control the detached. A detached mind cannot be manipulated by reward or threat. It obeys only truth. The Stoic who has learned to walk away carries an invisible authority, not loud, not proud, but unbending. Their calm cannot be purchased, and their silence cannot be provoked. Every decision to detach begins with observation. The Stoic studies emotion as a scientist studies reaction, objectively without judgment. They ask, does this serve reason? Does this preserve clarity? If not, they let it go. They do not argue with the flame, they simply remove the hand from the fire. The art of walking away is not learned in comfort. It is forged in moments when emotion screams for response, when betrayal tempts revenge, when injustice demands outrage. In those seconds, the Stoic breathes. They do not yield to impulse. They choose distance, not to escape reality, but to see it clearly. The quiet power of detachment is this: no one can take from you what you no longer cling to. When the Stoic releases the need for outcome, they become untouchable. Disappointment vanishes because expectation dissolves. The external world continues its noise, but the mind remains still, like a lake beneath the storm. Seneca wrote, "He suffers more than necessary, who suffers before it is necessary." The Stoic understands that emotional suffering often comes from attachment to imagined outcomes. Detachment strips away anticipation, revealing life as it is, neither cruel nor kind, simply unfolding. To walk away is to return to what is real. To detach is to discipline attention. The Stoic directs energy only where control exists. They stop feeding chaos. They let the unnecessary fade. Attention becomes a blade, cutting through illusion, trimming away the emotional excess that clutters perception. Each step away is a step toward inner order. There is a difference between isolation and independence. Isolation is fear pretending to be strength. Independence is strength that no longer fears. The Stoic practices detachment not to withdraw from life, but to engage it without distortion. They live among people without losing themselves in them. A calm mind is not an accident. It is trained. It is built through repetition of restraint. When the world shouts, the Stoic listens to silence. When the world pulls, they hold the line. Detachment becomes muscle memory, an instinct of self-preservation that protects peace from invasion. Many chase closure. The Stoic does not. Closure depends on the behavior of others. Peace depends only on one's own perspective. To walk away without bitterness is mastery. It means leaving with the same calm one entered with. It means knowing that dignity does not require conclusion. Detachment refines perception. The less one clings, the more one sees. Every attachment narrows vision. Every release widens it. The Stoic who walks away does not lose sight. They gain it. They see the structure of events, the motives of others, the rhythm of life itself. Clarity replaces confusion. The world calls for attention like a marketplace. The Stoic learns selective hearing. They know what deserves thought and what deserves silence. Detachment is their filter. They do not allow noise to enter sacred mental ground. Their peace becomes a fortress with open gates only for reason. Walking away is an act of presence, not absence. It is choosing where the self belongs. It is the realization that energy is finite and must be protected. Every step away from chaos is a step toward alignment. The Stoic walks not in retreat, but in direction. The detached mind is disciplined in loss. It does not mourn what has fulfilled its purpose. It understands that everything has a season, relationships, pursuits, emotions. To hold beyond their time is decay. The Stoic lets go as trees release leaves, not in grief, but in rhythm with life. True strength is measured in what one can leave behind. Possession does not define power. Freedom does. The Stoic finds freedom not by gaining, but by releasing. They discover that simplicity is not lack, it is precision. Each removal sharpens focus until only truth remains. Detachment is not rejection of emotion. It is governance of emotion. The Stoic feels deeply but responds selectively. They allow emotion to pass through, not to settle. Feeling is natural. Clinging is optional. In choosing the difference, the Stoic finds stability. When one learns to walk away, time changes meaning. The mind no longer races toward outcomes. It inhabits the moment fully. The future loses its power to intimidate, and the past loses its power to haunt. Detachment returns all strength to the present, where action lives. People often confuse detachment with apathy, but apathy is emptiness. Detachment is fullness contained. The Stoic cares without dependence. They give without expectation. They engage without ownership. This balance gives them longevity in all pursuits. No emotion wasted, no peace surrendered. To detach is to create space. Space to think, to breathe, to see. Space allows truth to emerge without distortion. When the mind is crowded, perception collapses. Detachment clears the room. In that emptiness, understanding becomes effortless. The disciplined person does not rush to replace what is gone. They allow absence to teach. Silence becomes their teacher, solitude their ally. Walking away is not escape, it is return. Return to alignment with what cannot be lost, reason, virtue, and self-command. A detached mind does not fear endings. It recognizes them as transitions. The Stoic treats endings as confirmations that something has served its function. In letting go, they trust the structure of nature. They do not wrestle with what is finished. They align with it. In relationships, detachment does not mean coldness. It means love without chains, to care without controlling, to be present without possessing. The Stoic loves as one lends light, generously without demand for its return. When love fades, gratitude remains, not resentment. The test of detachment comes when one's peace is challenged. Insults, disappointments, betrayals, each is an invitation to chaos. The Stoic declines the invitation. They respond with stillness, not surrender. Their calm disarms conflict by refusing to feed it. Walking away is not cowardice, it is discernment. The Stoic recognizes when a path no longer leads to growth. They turn without regret. Their compass is inner equilibrium, not external approval. Detachment grants the freedom to redirect without guilt. The mind must be trained to stop chasing what leaves. Desire is a chain forged by habit. The Stoic breaks it link by link through conscious awareness. They replace wanting with witnessing. Life moves, and they move with it, untouched by the pull of longing. Every act of detachment refines the soul. It teaches patience, restraint, and humility. It reveals the limits of control and the strength of surrender. The Stoic becomes lighter, clearer, more enduring. Their peace becomes immovable because it depends on nothing temporary. Seneca wrote, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." Detachment is the cure for craving. It shifts wealth from possession to perception. The Stoic who has mastered detachment possesses abundance in simplicity. To walk away is to honor the finite. Time, energy, and attention are currencies of life. The Stoic spends them wisely. They do not waste them on battles without victory. Detachment ensures efficiency, every act aligned with purpose, every moment anchored in value. The detached person speaks little but says much. Their words are precise, stripped of reaction, weighted with reason. Silence becomes their ally. They do not argue where understanding cannot exist. Detachment sharpens communication into an instrument of clarity. A disciplined withdrawal often changes outcomes. When one refuses to engage in chaos, chaos starves. Detachment does not destroy conflict, it deprives it of fuel. The Stoic wins not by overpowering, but by outlasting, remaining calm while everything else exhausts itself. In solitude, detachment matures. Away from constant noise, the mind recalibrates. The Stoic does not seek distraction, they seek alignment. They use solitude to cleanse thought, to observe themselves without interference. Walking away opens the door to that stillness. The practice of detachment extends to self-image. The Stoic does not cling to identity, they adapt without losing essence. They understand that labels fade, but character endures. To walk away from who they were is not loss, it is evolution. Power grows in proportion to restraint. The Stoic harnesses emotion like energy stored, not spent. Detachment channels will into precision. When the world reacts, the Stoic responds. When the world clings, the Stoic releases. This contrast defines mastery. To detach is to reclaim life from noise. It is to withdraw from the crowd of opinions and return to self-governance. The Stoic no longer asks the world who they are. They know. Their peace does not depend on agreement. Their direction does not require applause. Every departure is a lesson in perspective. What once seemed vital appears small from a distance. The Stoic uses distance as teacher. They measure value not by proximity, but by purpose. Detachment transforms perception into wisdom. Walking away is often misunderstood because most people fear silence. But silence is where truth grows. In silence, the Stoic hears the whisper of order, a reminder that control is internal. They learn that stillness is not emptiness, it is foundation. A detached life is not without connection, it is full of deliberate connections. The Stoic chooses few, but chooses deeply. They understand that quantity of relationships does not equal quality of existence. Detachment filters the essential from the excessive. When the Stoic walks away, they do not close doors. They open perspective. They create space for renewal. Life rewards those who release with faith. The one who detaches does not lose. They transition. They walk lighter, think clearer, live freer. Epictetus taught, "Freedom is the only worthy goal in life. It is won by disregarding things that lie beyond our control." To detach is to follow that command. It is to build peace on the immovable ground of reason. The Stoic who learns to walk away never truly leaves, they ascend. Bravery is often mistaken for confrontation. To many, courage means standing against visible threats, the enemy, the obstacle, the world itself. Yet Aristotle understood that the highest form of bravery is not outward, but inward. To overcome desire is to face the most cunning adversary, oneself. The Stoic learns this early. The true battle begins not at the borders of the world, but within the boundaries of the mind. Desire dresses itself as need. It persuades, it seduces, it promises fulfillment. But beneath its charm lies captivity. The one ruled by desire is never still. They are led from one craving to the next, convinced each will complete what the last left undone. The Stoic recognizes this as illusion. They see desire for what it is, a voice that never intends to be silent. To conquer it is to reclaim command. Aristotle said, "I count him braver who overcomes his desires than him who conquers his enemies." The meaning carries weight that transcends centuries. The enemy can be defeated once. Desire renews itself endlessly. Each temptation, each indulgence, each weakness returns until discipline stands immovable. The Stoic understands that victory over self is the foundation of all other victories. The modern world mistakes indulgence for freedom. People chase every impulse, believing choice itself equals happiness. Yet what is freedom if the will is enslaved by appetite? The Stoic views restraint as liberation. To master desire is to end the cycle of dependence. The one who rules their impulses owns their life. The one ruled by them is a captive dressed as a free person. Happiness, Aristotle said, depends upon ourselves. It is not granted by fortune or taken by loss. It is shaped by perception and preserved by discipline. The Stoic builds happiness as one builds strength through repetition, correction, and endurance. They do not wait for favorable conditions. They create them through alignment of thought and action. Desire fragments the mind. It divides attention, scattering energy across things that do not matter. The Stoic seeks unity within. Each reduction of desire tightens focus, bringing the mind into single direction. When desire weakens, clarity strengthens. The absence of craving becomes presence of peace. Self-control is not suppression, it is precision. The Stoic does not destroy desire, they refine it. They direct energy toward purpose rather than pleasure. They allow impulse to serve reason, not command it. In this balance, strength becomes sustainable. The person who lives by reason can enjoy without dependence and act without regret. The bravest act is to look within and confront what resists discipline. To see the habits that weaken resolve. To face the urges that hide beneath justification. The Stoic stands before these forces without denial. They understand that no progress is made by ignoring weakness. True growth begins with exposure to see clearly what must be mastered. Modern comfort has softened courage. People fear inconvenience more than corruption. They chase stimulation because silence reveals unrest. The Stoic reverses this. They welcome simplicity. They train comfort out of the body and ease out of the mind. They replace distraction with direction. In simplicity, they rediscover strength. The mind that overcomes desire becomes an instrument of order. It ceases to fluctuate with fortune. Praise, blame, success, failure, none disturb its balance. The Stoic does not chase pleasure nor flee discomfort. They meet both with the same composure. Their peace does not rely on circumstance, it rests on self-command. Every unexamined desire becomes a leash. The Stoic identifies each one. They ask, does this serve my nature? Does this strengthen my discipline? Does this preserve my peace? If not, it is released. The act of letting go becomes habitual and the mind becomes light. The fewer the desires, the greater the freedom. Happiness cannot exist in a mind divided against itself. The person who says they wish to be content while feeding endless craving lives in contradiction. The Stoic aligns thought with action, desire with reason. They do not fight themselves. They live as a single unit, ordered, calm, directed. To overcome desire requires vigilance. Each day presents 1,000 small tests. Comfort over effort, ease over purpose, impulse over patience. The Stoic treats each as training. They meet temptation not with guilt, but with awareness. Every victory over impulse strengthens the foundation of happiness. Pleasure pursued for its own sake decays into boredom. The Stoic understands this cycle. They do not despise pleasure, but refuse its rule. When enjoyment comes, they receive it with moderation. When it leaves, they remain content. Their happiness is anchored in conduct, not condition. The one who overcomes desire walks lightly through life. They do not cling to outcomes, nor suffer when denied. The Stoic accepts both abundance and scarcity as tests of the same strength. Whether praised or ignored, rewarded or overlooked, they remain stable. Their satisfaction does not fluctuate with the world. Desire makes promises it cannot keep. It tells the mind that happiness lies in attainment, but once attained, the hunger begins anew. The Stoic sees this pattern and steps outside it. They pursue excellence, not indulgence. Their reward is integrity, a state of inner coherence that cannot be shaken by loss or gain. Happiness, when understood through Stoic practice, is not an emotion but an orientation. It is the alignment of one's nature with reason. The Stoic wakes each day not to chase joy but to embody order. Through discipline, joy appears naturally, not as pursuit but as consequence. Courage is endurance of truth. The Stoic faces what desire hides, the discomfort of insufficiency. To be brave is to accept that pleasure cannot fill the soul and still choose restraint. This bravery does not shout. It breathes steadily through discomfort. The mind that withstands craving earns calm. To rule oneself is to end the need for conquest. Many dominate others because they cannot dominate their own impulses. The Stoic reverses this dynamic. They lead themselves first. The governance of the self becomes the model for all other order. A disciplined person naturally becomes a stabilizing presence in a chaotic world. The wise understand that happiness is not given, it is built. Built through clarity, through repetition, through decision. Each act of restraint adds to the structure. Each moment of patience cements it further. The Stoic does not wait for peace. They construct it, brick by disciplined brick. Desire weakens when purpose strengthens. The Stoic aligns their energy toward what endures: character, virtue, and contribution. They redirect the restless hunger of the mind into work that refines the soul. Their satisfaction arises not from possession, but from precision. Each act becomes meaningful because it serves order. The one who has mastered desire is free from manipulation. Praise cannot inflate them. Criticism cannot diminish them. They respond only to truth. Their calm is not arrogance but awareness, the understanding that external approval adds nothing to inner worth. This is the freedom of the Stoic. Aristotle's insight remains a foundation of all disciplined living. Conquering desire requires greater courage than any battle against the world. The enemy outside may harm the body. The enemy within enslaves the soul. To win that war is to gain sovereignty. The Stoic walks through life unarmed but undefeated. Every day offers opportunity to practice this conquest. The craving for comfort, the desire for validation, the impulse to react, each is a challenge to mastery. The Stoic does not seek to erase these impulses, but to order them. They respond to temptation with clarity, to weakness with structure. In this, they remain free. Happiness grows in soil cleared of excess. The Stoic tends the garden of the mind, removing weeds of greed, fear, and vanity. What remains is stillness. From stillness, contentment blooms. It is not a loud joy, but a deep one, a quiet certainty that nothing essential can be taken. Desire fades in proportion to understanding. The more the Stoic understands the nature of life, the less they demand of it. Expectation declines, appreciation increases. The world no longer owes them happiness. They become self-sufficient, anchored in reason, unshaken by change. Self-governance is the summit of human potential. To reach it requires endless humility, to recognize how easily the mind can betray itself. The Stoic practices awareness as armor, each thought examined, each reaction measured. Through this discipline, they achieve what external success never grants: internal unity. Happiness depends upon ourselves because no external power can shape the state of our perception. The Stoic trains that perception daily. They replace reaction with reflection. They pause before judgment. They adjust expectation. This is not passivity. It is control in its purest form. To conquer desire is to see reality unfiltered. The Stoic perceives without distortion. They do not imagine, they observe. They do not demand, they discern. In clarity, emotion aligns with truth. The mind no longer burns with wanting, it shines with understanding. Aristotle saw happiness not as luxury, but as the highest activity of the soul in accordance with virtue. The Stoic fulfills this through practice. Each act of restraint is an act of virtue. Each moment of awareness is a spark of happiness. Life becomes a continuous exercise of alignment. The modern world offers abundance without satisfaction. The Stoic inverts the equation. They pursue satisfaction through reduction. Less noise, fewer wants, deeper presence. They do not compete with others for peace. They build it privately through order of thought. To live by reason is to live without dependence. The Stoic walks calmly among those still chasing. They do not scorn desire, they simply outgrow it. Their life becomes evidence that simplicity is not deprivation, but refinement. Their calm becomes instruction without speech. Every desire mastered adds strength to character. Each indulgence resisted tightens discipline. Over time, restraint becomes nature. The Stoic no longer struggles against impulse. Impulse has learned obedience. This is the final freedom, peace without resistance. Bravery begins where indulgence ends. To say no when the body pleads yes. To walk away when ego demands victory. To endure emptiness without panic. The Stoic finds in this restraint not loss, but clarity. They are no longer driven, they are directed. When one learns to rule desire, they rediscover choice. True choice, not the reactionary kind offered by emotion, but the deliberate kind born of reason. Each decision becomes an expression of mastery. The Stoic no longer asks, "What do I want?" but "What is right?" Happiness, in its truest form, is the absence of internal conflict. The Stoic achieves it not by satisfying all wants, but by silencing the endless wanting. They return to equilibrium, where the self is whole and undivided. This is what Aristotle meant. To depend upon oneself is to live beyond dependence altogether. The highest bravery, then, is quiet. It does not shout its victories. It sits in silence, unshaken by desire, unprovoked by fear. The Stoic who rules their inner world needs no witnesses. Their peace is proof. Their composure is conquest. Their happiness is self-made and self-sustained. Detachment begins in thought. The Stoic understands that the mind is the architect of peace and the saboteur of it. Epictetus said, "If someone succeeds in provoking you, realize that your mind is complicit in the provocation." The lesson is clear. Nothing external can disturb the disciplined mind without its consent. To detach is to withdraw that consent. To walk away is not to surrender to weakness, but to reclaim authorship over response. The world thrives on reaction. Every system, every argument, every manipulation depends on the predictable chain between stimulus and response. The Stoic breaks that chain. They observe without submission. They recognize that offense, insult, and chaos lose their teeth when perception refuses to cooperate. Detachment is not apathy. It is awareness without attachment. It is power sustained through stillness. To be provoked is to be captured. The moment emotion dictates behavior, control shifts outward. The Stoic trains the mind to remain a fortress against invasion. They know that the provocateur's greatest weapon is permission, the permission granted when one reacts. Detachment revokes that permission. The Stoic sees the attempt, understands the intent, and chooses silence instead of participation. Epictetus taught that it is not things themselves that disturb us, but our opinions about them. This truth dismantles the illusion of control over the external world. The Stoic focuses on perception, for perception shapes every reality. When they adjust thought, they adjust experience. The act of detachment, therefore, is not escape. It is alignment with what is real. Most people spend their lives reacting to shadows. They suffer not from events, but from the meanings they assign to them. The Stoic recognizes this mental error and corrects it. They ask, "What is the fact? What is the story I have attached to it?" Detachment begins the moment the story is questioned. To walk away is to step out of the narrative entirely. Every insult, every disappointment, every betrayal, these are neutral until interpreted. The Stoic delays interpretation. They pause before forming opinion. In that pause lies freedom. The undisciplined mind rushes to judge. The disciplined mind observes. Detachment is the art of withholding judgment long enough to see truth emerge unclouded. To detach is to reclaim ownership of attention. The modern world competes for it relentlessly. Every notification, every argument, every headline seeks emotional participation. The Stoic resists. They refuse to let triviality dictate mood. Their calm is not the result of ignorance, but of discipline. They choose where to look, and that choice determines their peace. The mind that cannot detach becomes a slave to emotion. Every provocation becomes a command. Every inconvenience becomes a wound. The Stoic reverses this pattern. They train the mind to interpret nothing as personal. When insult arises, they ask, "Does this alter my character?" When chaos unfolds, they ask, "Does this change what I control?" If not, they walk away. Walking away is not escape, it is refinement of focus. The Stoic leaves what does not serve virtue. They conserve energy for mastery, not reaction. The noise of the world continues, but their mind remains silent. This silence is not emptiness. It is strength unexpressed, power contained. Detachment requires practice. It is not achieved through theory or repetition of principles, but through living them. Epictetus warned, "Don't explain your philosophy, embody it." The Stoic applies this in every encounter. When provoked, they do not speak of calm, they remain calm. When insulted, they do not quote philosophy, they demonstrate it. Philosophy without embodiment is decoration. The Stoic treats it as discipline, not display. Their actions become their teaching. Detachment is visible in behavior, not in words. The one who truly walks away leaves no trace of resentment, no echo of reaction. They do not justify their silence. Their composure justifies itself. Provocation thrives on participation. The moment one argues, the balance shifts. The Stoic understands that power dissipates when spent on conflict. They practice invisible strength, the restraint to say nothing, to do nothing, to let time reveal truth. Detachment weaponizes patience. The one who can wait controls the outcome without forcing it. Most battles are invitations disguised as challenges. The Stoic declines most of them. They know that not every disagreement deserves attention, not every insult deserves defense. Walking away is not indifference, it is economy of energy. Each refusal to engage adds to their reservoir of calm. They accumulate stillness as others accumulate chaos. The disciplined mind becomes a filter. It allows reason through and denies impulse entry. The Stoic builds this through repetition. Pause, observe, choose. Each pause strengthens self-command. Each observation refines perception. Detachment becomes instinct. The world may rage, but the Stoic remains composed, centered in internal order. It is easy to appear wise in stillness. It is difficult to remain wise when tested. The Stoic welcomes tests. They see provocation as training. Every insult is an opportunity to practice control, every frustration a chance to prove stability. Through repetition, detachment hardens into identity. The Stoic no longer tries to be calm, they are calm. The one who embodies detachment no longer explains themselves, They are not concerned with misunderstanding. They act according to principle, not approval. The more they embody, the less they speak. Silence becomes language. Composure becomes communication. Their philosophy exists in movement, not in debate. Epictetus' wisdom cuts through modern noise. The idea that the mind is complicit in disturbance dismantles the culture of blame. The Stoic stops saying, "They made me angry." They replace it with, "I allowed anger." This shift restores sovereignty. Responsibility replaces reaction. Walking away becomes natural when one no longer seeks to assign fault. Detachment is not withdrawal from humanity. It is participation without possession. The Stoic engages with people but does not belong to their moods. They remain compassionate without losing boundary. Their empathy is guided by reason, not emotion. They help without absorbing. This is how they stay useful without being drained. To detach is to build stillness beneath chaos. The Stoic creates inner ground that does not shake. They train through daily trials, delays, insults, discomforts. Each minor irritation becomes a lesson in restraint. Each temptation to react becomes a test of understanding. Slowly, provocation loses its hold. Opinion shapes suffering. When an event occurs, the Stoic separates fact from feeling. Fact: the cup broke. Opinion: it is terrible. The Stoic removes the opinion and suffering vanishes. They do not deny reality, they refine its meaning. Detachment, then, is not distance from life, it is clarity within it. Walking away often confuses others. They expect conflict, they seek validation through argument. The Stoic offers neither. Their peace cannot be baited. They do not need the last word because they no longer speak from ego. Their departure is not defeat, it is preservation of power. The disciplined person does not absorb insult. They let words pass through like wind through open hands. They understand that insult only strikes where pride invites it. To detach is to close the door to pride. The Stoic no longer reacts to disrespect. They transcend it. Dignity does not require defense. Embodiment of philosophy requires integrity. The Stoic cannot preach restraint while practicing indulgence. They must live as they think. Detachment becomes the visible result of alignment between principle and behavior. Their calm is earned, not adopted. It is the product of consistent correction. To be unmoved is not to be unfeeling. The Stoic feels deeply, but governs emotion with structure. They experience pain without panic, pleasure without addiction. Detachment gives depth to emotion because it removes distortion. Feelings arise and fade, character remains constant. The greatest form of control is self-control. The Stoic applies it not to dominate others, but to maintain order within. They understand that external control is temporary, internal control eternal. Walking away from chaos is an act of preservation. They leave not out of pride, but out of principle. When the mind becomes quiet, the world loses its hold. The Stoic achieves this quiet through awareness. They do not silence thought by force, but by understanding its source. When provoked, they examine the thought that rises. They trace it to attachment. Once seen, it dissolves. This is the alchemy of detachment. The untrained mind seeks reaction as validation of existence. The Stoic requires no such proof. They live from essence, not impulse. Their peace is internal. Their worth is self-sustained. To walk away is to remain whole in a world fragmented by reactivity. Epictetus taught embodiment over expression. The Stoic lives philosophy so deeply that words become unnecessary. They stand firm amid disorder. Their calm presence restores equilibrium to others without effort. They lead not by argument, but by example. Detachment becomes influence. A provoked world cannot govern the unprovoked individual. The Stoics' detachment disarms aggression. When chaos meets calm, it loses structure. The Stoic knows this power and uses it responsibly. They do not seek superiority. They seek serenity. Their stillness is a weapon of peace. To detach and walk away is not resignation but mastery. It is the recognition that participation in chaos is optional. The Stoic chooses where to stand and what to absorb. They withdraw from disorder to preserve clarity. Their retreat is not weakness, it is precision. The ultimate act of freedom is to be unaffected. When perception is purified, reaction ends. The Stoic achieves a state beyond provocation, beyond opinion. They no longer explain themselves. They live rightly and let others interpret. In that silence, peace becomes visible. Walking away becomes a declaration of sovereignty. The Stoic no longer needs to prove virtue. They embody it. They understand that the world measures strength by noise, but true strength is quiet. Detachment is the sound of restraint, the movement of mastery, the weight of wisdom carried lightly. To live as Epictetus taught is to live untangled, to feel without clinging, to act without reacting, to care without consuming. Detachment becomes the path to harmony. The Stoic does not withdraw from life. They rise above its turbulence. They do not speak of peace. They become it. Detachment is the truest reflection of power. It is the art of walking away without leaving oneself behind. The Stoic who embodies this no longer seeks calm. They are calm. They no longer describe philosophy. They are philosophy in motion. Suffering begins in thought. Seneca saw that long before modern psychology gave it names. "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality," he wrote. And in that single sentence, he revealed the trap most minds live within. The Stoic knows that pain is real, but most agony is fiction, the creation of anticipation, fear, and memory. To detach is to stop participating in imaginary suffering. To walk away is to return to what exists, not what is imagined. The mind is a skilled dramatist. It creates scenes of loss, humiliation, and catastrophe long before they occur. Each imagined outcome becomes a false injury, rehearsed in advance. The Stoic steps out of the performance. They observe the mind's habit of projection and refuse its invitation. By detaching from imagination, they separate truth from story. The result is immediate relief. Fear multiplies where detachment is absent. The mind exaggerates risk to justify its own anxiety. The Stoic meets fear with observation, not resistance. They examine its source and ask, "Is this happening now, or is it only thought?" The moment that question is asked, fear loses authority. Walking away from imaginary suffering is not denial, it is precision. To detach from imagination is to discipline attention. The Stoic brings focus to what exists within reach. They act on what can be changed and release what cannot. Each time the mind drifts toward imagined disaster, they return to the present as a soldier returns to formation. In presence, fear cannot grow. The body too can enslave the mind. Seneca wrote, "No man is free who is a slave to his body." The Stoic interprets this not as rejection of the physical, but as the mastery of it. The one who lives by appetite forfeits command. The one who rules appetite gains sovereignty. To detach from bodily compulsion is to rediscover authority. The modern world worships indulgence. It equates pleasure with purpose, comfort with success. Yet the Stoic knows that comfort erodes courage. When the body dictates, the mind follows. Detachment reorders this hierarchy. The body obeys, the mind governs. True freedom begins when discipline replaces indulgence. The Stoic trains the body as an instrument, not an idol. They eat, sleep, and move, not for pleasure alone, but for function and clarity. Each act of restraint strengthens character. Each denial of excess polishes the will. Walking away from bodily dependence is walking toward freedom of mind. Pleasure without restraint becomes prison. The Stoic seeks balance, not deprivation. They enjoy what aligns with virtue and discard what weakens it. Detachment from the body does not mean rejection of it. It means refusal to worship it. The disciplined person honors the body through order, not obsession. Seneca understood that physical enslavement often hides beneath cultural approval. Overindulgence is celebrated as self-expression. Laziness disguises itself as self-care. The Stoic sees through these disguises. They know that comfort's price is clarity. To walk away from comfort is to reclaim vision. A mind attached to the body's cravings cannot detach from circumstance. Every discomfort becomes a crisis. Every denial feels like loss. The Stoic hardens themselves through moderation. They train simplicity until it feels like strength. When luxury is absent, peace remains. When desire is denied, freedom appears. Detachment also applies to relationships. Seneca wrote, "Associate with people who are likely to improve you. Withdraw from those who corrupt your peace." The Stoic guards their environment as fiercely as their mind. They understand that peace is not invincible. It must be protected from the influence of disorder. Association is exposure. To spend time with the undisciplined is to absorb their turbulence. The Stoic chooses company with precision. They seek those whose presence strengthens virtue, whose words sharpen thought. Detachment from harmful influence is not arrogance, it is preservation. The Stoic withdraws not from humanity, but from corruption. They understand that peace decays through constant friction with chaos. To maintain calm, they reduce proximity to those who feed ego, envy, or distraction. Walking away from such company is not loss, it is refinement of energy. To detach from corrupting company requires courage. Society often rewards conformity over character. The Stoic walks alone if necessary. They would rather face solitude than surrender clarity. In silence, they regain control of their thoughts. Solitude, when chosen, becomes sanctuary. Influence is subtle. The mind unconsciously mirrors what surrounds it. The Stoic interrupts this process through awareness. They ask, "Does this association elevate or exhaust me? Does it build discipline or destroy it?" Their circle becomes a reflection of their values, not their fears. Each withdrawal from negativity strengthens independence. The undisciplined person clings to toxic company out of fear of loneliness. The Stoic embraces solitude as training. In solitude, they meet themselves without disguise. They discover that peace is not the absence of people, but the presence of order. Detachment from destructive company clears the ground for wisdom to grow. Seneca's wisdom threads through every layer of Stoic practice. Detach from imagination, from bodily slavery, from corrupt influence. Each form of detachment reinforces the others. The mind, freed from fear, governs the body. The body disciplined supports clarity. The circle refined protects the spirit. Detachment is not fragmentation. It is unification under reason. The Stoic's greatest weapon is observation. They observe emotion before it hardens into identity. They observe habit before it becomes dependence. They observe influence before it becomes corruption. Observation creates space. Space creates choice. Detachment lives within that space. Freedom is not inherited. It is earned through renunciation. The Stoic renounces illusion, indulgence, and interference. What remains is simplicity. In simplicity, peace becomes natural. They no longer seek liberation. It becomes their nature. Every thought unexamined tightens the chain of slavery. The Stoic inspects each with precision. They discard imagination disguised as truth, pleasure disguised as need, friendship disguised as loyalty. Their detachment sharpens discernment until deception no longer enters the mind. To detach from imagination is to silence the future. To detach from bodily control is to silence temptation. To detach from corrupting company is to silence noise. What remains is clarity, the still core of self untouched by circumstance. From that core, the Stoic acts with precision. Walking away becomes an art form. It is not impulsive, but deliberate. The Stoic withdraws without bitterness, detaches without pride. Their leaving carries no explanation because it needs none. Peace is reason enough. Their absence is not rebellion, it is restoration. Detachment gives rise to proportion. The Stoic sees events in scale. What once felt catastrophic now appears manageable. What once ruled the day now passes unnoticed. Each separation from illusion enlarges perspective. Life regains balance because the mind no longer magnifies suffering. Seneca warned against living as if life were endless, yet fearing its end. The Stoic applies this by detaching from fear of loss. They understand that all things are temporary, possessions, sensations, even relationships. To cling is to guarantee suffering. To walk away is to honor impermanence. The body, when mastered, becomes ally. The mind, when disciplined, becomes fortress. Companionship, when chosen wisely, becomes reinforcement. Together they form the structure of Stoic peace. Each relies on detachment to maintain order. Each reflects the Stoic's devotion to control the controllable. The imagination, once tamed, becomes servant of creativity rather than suffering. The Stoic uses it to plan, to visualize virtue, not to predict disaster. Thought becomes tool, not torment. By walking away from fear, they reclaim imagination as builder of calm. Every detachment strengthens identity. The Stoic's sense of self no longer depends on others' approval or circumstance. They carry peace into each setting as one carries a hidden weapon. Their calm disarms chaos. Their restraint commands respect. They influence without speaking. To detach from imagination is to stop dying before death. The Stoic refuses to live in anticipation of pain. They live in the factual present, where problems can be addressed, not invented. Fear cannot root in a mind that lives only where it stands. Freedom from the body begins with moderation. The Stoic does not scorn pleasure. They measure it. They neither reject sensation nor drown in it. Through proportion, they maintain control. To walk away from excess is not deprivation. It is precision of desire. Freedom from corrupt influence restores autonomy. The Stoic becomes independent of validation. They choose association by merit, not convenience. The fewer the voices that pull, the clearer the direction. Solitude becomes advantage, not punishment. Seneca's counsel remains timeless because it addresses universal bondage, the chains forged by thought, appetite, and company. The Stoic uses detachment to break each link. They do not flee the world. They purify their participation in it. They remain in life but not entangled by it. Walking away, then, is not withdrawal from engagement, but mastery of it. The Stoic walks through the world as a clean instrument, responsive, not reactive. They act with measured intent, never from compulsion. Detachment transforms life from reaction to composition. Imagination will always whisper. The Stoic simply does not obey. The body will always tempt. The Stoic simply does not kneel. People will always influence. The Stoic simply chooses with care. Each act of refusal adds to strength. Each moment of detachment builds permanence. Peace is not fragile. It is forged in these refusals. It survives disappointment, temptation, and solitude because it depends on nothing external. The Stoic does not wait for the world to calm before becoming calm. They bring calm to the world by walking through it untouched. Seneca taught that wisdom is preparation. Detachment is that preparation in motion. The Stoic detaches before crisis, trains before pain, withdraws before corruption. They do not react, they preempt. In foresight lies freedom. They suffer less because they imagine less. In the end, detachment and walking away are not acts of isolation. They are the art of preservation. The Stoic preserves peace through clarity, strength through restraint, and virtue through distance. To walk away from the unnecessary is to walk toward the essential. To detach is to reclaim life from everything unworthy of control. Speech reveals the order of the mind. The wise know this instinctively. Plato said, "The wise man speaks because he has something to say, the fool because he has to say something." The Stoic applies this not only to words, but to all expression. To speak without thought is to reveal disorder within. To master speech is to master impulse. Detachment begins in silence. Every word spoken is a declaration of alignment or confusion. The Stoic treats speech as an extension of reason. They speak only when it serves truth or order. They know that silence often carries more force than reaction. The fool fills the air with noise to hide insecurity. The wise allow stillness to speak on their behalf. In restraint, clarity is preserved. To detach is to release the compulsion to respond. The modern world demands constant expression. Everyone must comment, post, argue, react. Yet in this flood of words, wisdom drowns. The Stoic withdraws from this noise. They understand that the value of speech declines when it is used without necessity. True authority is quiet because it needs no validation. Speech is action. Each word influences thought, and each thought becomes behavior. Musonius Rufus warned, "We begin to lose our hesitation to do immoral things once we lose our hesitation to speak of them." The Stoic recognizes that language normalizes corruption. To speak lightly of vice is to open the gate to it. Detachment from careless talk preserves integrity. Modern culture celebrates bluntness without reflection, as if honesty were virtue without discipline. But the Stoic knows that truth without wisdom is destruction. They speak with precision, never to display knowledge, but to transmit reason. Every word measured, every statement weighed. They understand that restraint in speech is a form of strength. Words have momentum. Once spoken, they cannot be recalled. The Stoic treats them as arrows, released only when necessary, aimed only at truth. Idle talk weakens focus. Gossip, exaggeration, and complaint scatter attention and corrode character. To detach from these habits is to reclaim dignity. The fewer words spoken, the more meaning each carries. Plato's wisdom extends beyond communication. It defines identity. The one who must speak reveals dependence on attention. The one who waits to speak demonstrates self-command. Detachment from the need to be heard is liberation from vanity. The Stoic values understanding over expression. They speak when silence no longer suffices. Speech often exposes attachment. The mind clings to its opinions as the body clings to comfort. The Stoic loosens both. They detach from the need to convince, from the pride of correctness. Debate holds no appeal to the self-governed mind. Their calm presence communicates more than argument ever could. Every conversation is a test of control. To interrupt, to exaggerate, to boast, each is an impulse begging for release. The Stoic denies it. They listen fully, answer briefly, and depart cleanly. Restraint in conversation reflects mastery of self. the one who can remain silent while others rage, possesses the highest form of composure. Musonius Rufus called self-control the greatest form of freedom. The Stoic understands why. A person ruled by desire is not free. A person ruled by anger is not free. A person ruled by the tongue is certainly not free. Self-control is the gatekeeper of freedom. To govern the self is to stand beyond manipulation. Freedom through restraint may seem paradoxical, but it is the essence of Stoic philosophy. The uncontrolled life is reactive. The disciplined life is deliberate. Detachment allows reason to lead where emotion once commanded. Each act of restraint builds strength invisible to the impulsive. The Stoic finds peace not in expression, but in precision. The tongue reveals the state of the soul. When speech becomes careless, so has thought. The Stoic listens to their own words as a doctor examines a patient. Tone, content, and intent all expose the health of the mind. Detachment from reactive speech is therefore a kind of self-diagnosis. The fewer words needed, the stronger the thought behind them. Silence is not absence of sound, it is presence of order. The Stoic uses silence as a discipline, a crucible in which reaction burns away. In silence, they hear themselves clearly. They learn what needs to be said and what must remain unspoken. To detach from the need to fill silence is to find peace within it. The wise do not fear silence. They inhabit it. They let silence filter the unworthy from the necessary. The fool fears it because silence demands thought, and thought demands discipline. Plato understood that speech without depth exposes shallowness. The Stoic honors speech as sacred, reserved for what endures. Detachment refines language. Words lose exaggeration. Tone loses heat. Meaning gains clarity. The Stoic speaks in facts, not emotion. In reason, not reaction. Their words carry weight because they are few. In a world of noise, their restraint becomes authority. Freedom is not found in expression alone, but in the control of it. The Stoic measures speech as they measure movement. Efficient, deliberate, economical. No word wasted, no explanation owed. They understand that truth does not require persuasion. It stands unaided, calm in its own strength. Musonius Rufus warned that corruption begins in speech. The Stoic guards their tongue as a gatekeeper guards a fortress. They allow only what strengthens virtue to pass. Idle humor, cruel commentary, empty complaint, these weaken the defenses. Each act of verbal restraint preserves the integrity of the inner citadel. To detach from careless talk is also to detach from careless thought. Words shape the world. The Stoic ensures that each word builds rather than destroys. They reject gossip as noise, slander as poison, and complaint as self-inflicted harm. Their silence becomes a boundary of discipline. Modern communication thrives on reaction. The Stoic abstains. They do not rush to respond, to argue, to correct. They know that most discourse seeks validation, not truth. To detach from this cycle is to stand outside manipulation. Their peace cannot be baited by opinions. Speech, when used correctly, becomes medicine. The Stoic speaks to heal confusion, not to feed it. Their words calm others because they arise from a calm mind. They do not inflame, they illuminate. To embody wisdom is to ensure that every word spoken serves reason. Plato's contrast between the wise and the fool remains timeless because it addresses human nature. The fool speaks to affirm existence. The wise speak to express essence. The Stoic strives for the latter. They have nothing to prove, only clarity to preserve. Detachment from verbal compulsion maintains inner order. The need to constantly speak is a symptom of inner unrest. The mind seeks external noise to escape internal silence. The Stoic reverses this. They welcome silence as a test of stability. They use it to measure how much peace remains when attention fades. Silence exposes truth. Self-control extends beyond speech. It governs appetite, emotion, and thought. The Stoic does not separate these disciplines. They reinforce one another. The one who can govern words can govern anger. The one who governs desire can govern fear. Mastery in one domain strengthens all. Detachment is not coldness. It is composure born of structure. The Stoic feels deeply, but acts wisely. They choose response over reaction, reflection over expression. Each act of control increases freedom. In the end, self-control is not limitation. It is liberation from compulsion. The disciplined mind speaks less, but communicates more. It uses silence as punctuation and truth as rhythm. The Stoic speech becomes music of reason, measured, restrained, harmonious. Others sense stability in their tone because it comes from conviction, not performance. Musonius Rufus taught that the root of morality lies in the discipline of thought and word. To speak of vice casually is to accept it subconsciously. The Stoic treats speech as sacred ground. They refuse to plant corruption there. In their vocabulary, virtue is the only language permitted. Every moment of restraint is a victory over self. The urge to speak, to justify, to respond. Each resisted impulse adds to the structure of freedom. The Stoic does not aim to win arguments. They aim to preserve energy. Walking away from verbal conflict is not weakness. It is strategic detachment. Detachment through self-control refines perception. The Stoic observes emotion as it rises and channels it into reason. The same force that drives anger can drive wisdom when disciplined. The difference lies in pause, the brief space where impulse becomes choice. In that space, freedom is born. The fool fears silence because it reveals emptiness. The wise embrace it because it reveals truth. The Stoic chooses words as one chooses allies, rarely and with purpose. Each utterance is a reflection of inner order, each silence a demonstration of confidence. To live by reason is to detach from the need to be understood. The Stoic speaks clearly but accepts misinterpretation without distress. They do not chase explanation. They embody clarity through conduct. Their calm presence carries more authority than endless defense. Speech can elevate or enslave. The Stoic uses it to elevate. They know that communication rooted in virtue builds harmony, while speech driven by ego breeds conflict. Detachment ensures purity of intention. They speak to serve truth, not self. Self-control is freedom because it ends dependence. The Stoic no longer needs approval, indulgence, or reaction to feel alive. Their fulfillment arises from discipline. Their silence is not emptiness. It is contentment contained. They walk through the noise of the world untouched by its urgency. To detach and walk away is also to withdraw from verbal chaos. The Stoic leaves arguments unfinished, insults unanswered, and gossip unheard. They preserve peace as others exhaust themselves in explanation. Their silence becomes their shield. Their restraint becomes their legacy. In a culture that worships expression, the Stoic embodies selection. They understand that the measure of mastery is not how much one says, but how little one must say to convey truth. Each word becomes deliberate, each silence intentional. Detachment transforms communication into discipline. Plato, Musonius Rufus, and the Stoic tradition converge on the same principle. Control begins in the tongue and ends in the soul. The one who rules their words rules their world. The one who rules themselves walks freely through it. Self-control is not denial. It is the architecture of freedom. In the end, detachment is not about silence alone, but about sovereignty. To speak only when necessary, to act only when aligned, to react only when reason commands. This is mastery. The Stoic walks away from noise not because they lack words, but because they no longer need them. Their presence speaks for them. Their restraint becomes their wisdom, and their silence their power. The highest strength is not found in victory, but in refusal. The Stoic learns that the mind is never conquered by what it refuses to engage. Socrates, Aristotle, and Diogenes each saw this truth from different angles, yet all arrived at the same conclusion. To detach from the noise of the foolish is to preserve reason. The world thrives on argument, provocation, and the endless need to prove. The Stoic thrives on stillness. Socrates once said, "When the debate is lost, slander becomes the tool of the loser." The insight is timeless. When reason fails, emotion takes its place. The Stoic understands that to argue with one who has abandoned logic is to descend to their level. Detachment is therefore not withdrawal. It is refusal to degrade reason by wrestling with folly. To walk away is to remain untarnished. Every conflict carries a hidden cost: peace, focus, time. The wise person measures this cost before engaging. The fool expends energy proving points no one remembers. The Stoic saves that energy for mastery. They choose their battles as they choose their words, rarely and with purpose. Their silence, when misread as surrender, is in fact command. Slander is the refuge of the defeated. The one who cannot rise by argument seeks to pull others down through insult. Diogenes understood this perfectly. When insulted, he replied with nothing. His silence burned sharper than words. The Stoic sees that silence ends the chain of reaction. It denies the fool the validation they crave. It turns provocation into emptiness. To detach is to transcend reaction. The modern world rewards outrage. The Stoic abandons it. They see through the illusion of social importance, the endless comment, the performative debate, the theater of indignation. They walk away from it all, not in contempt, but in clarity. Detachment becomes their form of protest against foolishness. "Be as you wish to seem," said Socrates. The Stoic lives by this command. They do not construct appearances, they embody substance. They have no need to explain virtue because it is visible in conduct. Detachment from performance frees them from dependence on perception. To be is greater than to appear. Reputation enslaves those who live for it. The Stoic breaks that chain. They know that external opinion cannot add or remove truth. They walk through slander as through smoke, unharmed, unprovoked. Their identity does not depend on agreement. The need to seem vanishes when one truly is. Aristotle wrote, "Anybody can become angry. That is easy. But to be angry with the right person, at the right time, and for the right purpose, that is not within everybody's power." The Stoic studies anger not as emotion, but as energy. Left undisciplined, it destroys. Harnessed, it clarifies. Detachment does not kill anger, it directs it. It transforms heat into focus. The world mistakes calm for indifference. The Stoic knows it is control. Their detachment is not emptiness, it is containment. They feel deeply, yet act selectively. Each emotion passes through the filter of reason before reaching expression. Anger without aim is weakness. The Stoic channels it toward correction, never retaliation. To detach from emotional impulsiveness is to command power invisible to the reckless. The untrained react, the trained respond. Between those two lies sovereignty. The Stoic understands that reaction is ownership surrendered. Detachment reclaims it. They remain still while others break themselves against their calm. Aristotle called the energy of the mind the essence of life. The Stoic protects that energy above all. They refuse to waste it on argument, gossip, or outrage. Detachment is economy of spirit. Each withdrawal from noise preserves force for creation, learning, and mastery. The more they walk away from chaos, the more vitality they possess. The fool disperses energy in every direction. The wise consolidate it. Detachment gathers what distraction scatters. In focus, the Stoic becomes formidable. Their strength appears silent, but it moves mountains internally. What others expend on vanity, they invest in virtue. Radical detachment is the discipline of not participating in foolishness. It is the art of saying nothing when provoked, doing nothing when baited, and remaining unmoved when challenged by pettiness. This silence is not weakness, it is power disciplined. It starves ignorance of attention and preserves strength for what matters. Diogenes practiced this radical form of independence. He did not seek validation from society because he saw society's approval as a trap. The Stoic follows the same path in modern form. They do not seek acceptance from the loud or the many. Their peace depends on reason, not recognition. To detach from social foolishness is to ascend beyond its reach. The wise understand that most battles are invitations to chaos. To decline is not cowardice, it is precision. The Stoic engages only when purpose demands. They measure their involvement as a craftsman measures each stroke, intentional, necessary, complete. Every withdrawal preserves energy for virtue's work. Socrates embodied composure under attack. He met insult with humor and accusation with patience. His calm under pressure was his sharpest argument. The Stoic mirrors this by meeting hostility with stillness. The aggressor expects reaction. Silence confuses them. It exposes their weakness without a single word. Detachment demands courage. It means refusing to perform for the crowd, to argue for approval, to react for attention. The Stoic endures misunderstanding with dignity. They do not chase clarification, they live it. Over time, truth defends them better than words ever could. To walk away is to accept that peace is not found in being right, but in being grounded. The Stoic abandons the need to win in the eyes of others. They aim instead to remain aligned with principle. Victory in debate fades. Victory in discipline endures. Radical detachment also refines perception. The Stoic learns to see through provocation, recognizing insecurity disguised as aggression. They do not respond to tone, they listen to truth. The moment emotion rises, they pause. In that pause, power accumulates. Detachment turns impulse into awareness. Anger managed through reason becomes strength. Anger unmanaged becomes servitude. The Stoic chooses mastery. They do not suppress emotion, they steer it. To detach from anger is not to deny it, but to direct it toward improvement. Their calm is not numbness, it is precision. The mind's energy, Aristotle said, is the essence of life. To squander it on resentment, vanity, or argument is to deplete one's very existence. The Stoic channels that energy inward, to build, to learn, to endure. Walking away is therefore not absence of action, it is redirection toward higher purpose. Detachment restores dignity to interaction. The one who can stand silent amid noise communicates power without words. Their presence unsettles the reactive because it cannot be provoked. Silence exposes instability in others. It reflects the strength of one who does not depend on validation. Slander cannot harm the disciplined because it cannot define them. The Stoic knows that truth remains intact, regardless of rumor. They do not chase defense because their conduct speaks continuously. In every false word spoken about them, they find another chance to practice indifference. To be as you wish to seem requires consistency between thought, speech, and deed. The Stoic aligns them. Their character is not costume, but construction. Detachment keeps this structure stable. It prevents corruption by external approval. They no longer act for praise or reputation, only for alignment with virtue. Radical detachment does not reject humanity, it refines it. It teaches participation without contamination. The Stoic moves through the world untouched by its hysteria. They observe, understand, and choose. Each choice to withdraw is a choice to preserve clarity. Diogenes proved that silence can strike deeper than insult. His refusal to respond exposed the weakness of those who sought reaction. The Stoic adopts this discipline not to imitate arrogance, but to maintain elevation. Reaction lowers both parties. Silence elevates one. Detachment is protection of internal order. It shields the mind from pollution by ignorance and emotion. The Stoic guards this order as a soldier guards the citadel. They allow nothing unworthy to cross the walls of thought. Every silence becomes a victory, every step away a reinforcement. To live detached is to conserve mental energy for creation. The Stoic builds what others destroy through reaction. They use calm as foundation. Their composure generates clarity, and clarity generates strength. The energy once lost in defense now fuels direction. Radical detachment reveals that mastery is not loud. It moves quietly through the noise of the world, unannounced, unharmed. The Stoic speaks only when the moment requires truth. Their words strike because they are rare. Their silence dominates because it is sovereign. Socrates' command to be as you wish to seem becomes the foundation of Stoic integrity. The wise do not advertise their virtue. They live it. They speak little because their life communicates for them. To detach from appearance is to embrace authenticity. The Stoic no longer performs. They exist. The mind that refuses foolishness grows lighter. It ceases to carry the weight of other people's chaos. The Stoic moves through disorder as wind moves through branches, untouched, unentangled. Their calm is not isolation. It is independence. They belong to no argument, no ideology, no hysteria. Anger mastered becomes intelligence. Silence maintained becomes authority. Detachment practiced becomes identity. The Stoic embodies all three. They need no audience for validation and no opponent for purpose. Their stillness itself is victory. Radical detachment culminates in peace beyond comparison, the kind that does not depend on environment or approval. It is the calm of Socratic composure, Aristotelian discipline, and Diogenic indifference combined. The Stoic who walks away does not retreat from life. They rise above it. To walk away from foolishness is to refuse corruption of thought. It is to see the world's noise as a test of clarity. The Stoic passes that test daily through silence, restraint, and self-command. They do not argue, they demonstrate. They do not retaliate, they refine. They do not descend, they ascend. In the end, detachment is not distance, it is dominion. To refuse participation in foolishness is to reclaim sovereignty over mind and spirit. The Stoic walks away not in defeat, but in triumph, leaving behind the noise of the many for the silence of the strong.